You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? It's your man Tony Wiggins here with another edition of Locked On Jaguars here on a Thursday. Got some interesting stuff from the AFC South to bring you today. But first, I have to tell you about RockAuto.com, today's sponsor. You go to RockAuto.com and you get all the car parts and accessories you'll need for any vehicle at a great price. So visit RockAuto.com for all of your car parts and accessories. One of the things I want to discuss here today was, are these wide receivers here in Jacksonville? I really do believe that they've been getting a lot of due attention. Some good and some not so good. Rave reviews about Laviska Shenault. Also good reviews about DJ Chark too. But solid constructive criticism coming from Urban Meyer. And it'll tell you and give you an idea of exactly what they're thinking about with their wide receiver group. Second of all, in the second segment, why not Julio for Jacksonville? And we'll go through that because the Jaguars did say that they wanted to win now. When Julio's name started popping out, everyone and their brother said, I'd give up a second rounder in a heartbeat. The Jags, obviously, now in hindsight, were not one of the teams, one of the five or six teams that really made a strong play for Julio. So we'll talk about why not Julio for this team. We'll tie that to the first segment. Also, I'm going to tell you, I came on here today all ready to go in on the Houston Texans and send a shout-out to my man Cody Davis with Locked On Texans for Houston and the decision that they made yesterday, only to find out that it was like four or five other teams that did the same thing. So I didn't get my chance to send that shot over at Cody and the Houston Texans. But I will tell you what I think about it, and that is the fact that they canceled their three-day minicamp. But back to the Jaguars right now, and not to bury the lead, the Jaguars and their wide receiver core. I absolutely believe that it's a strength of the team. And the reason why is because I was always higher on DJ Chark. In fact, I got into an argument with a good friend of mine about DJ Chark 2 years ago. I was always higher on DJ Chark than most people. Then we saw last year there was like this regression in stats and obviously a regression in play. And we attributed most of that to being because of subpar quarterback chemistry. I wouldn't necessarily say bad quarterback play because Gardner had good stats, but the chemistry and the routes. And I think it was the overall thought process of the team that those guys probably at some point realized that the Jaguars were building for the future. And though they appeared to try to win a lot of games because they were in a lot of games late and they fought hard and they even went in overtime, I think they knew when they came out of the locker room every single week that they didn't have the type of ammunition and repertoire that these other teams had, in the barrel. So they knew they were going to come up short. And some of that came across in body language. Now, that could be a good and a bad thing because you can understand why the guys didn't play well, and you can understand why they'd have that mentality, but you kind of want them to not have that mentality as well. You kind of want them to be able to overcome that and overcome anything that they're going through because they know where the team is, because that's a part of the football character that you want in winners. So some of that was their fault. Some of that was Chark's fault. Shenault was excellent, in my opinion. Breaking tackles. The thing with him is, and when you see him in person, this is why I laugh and I scoff at anybody that thinks he's a gadget player. When you see him in person, he's built like RoboCop. I mean, he might be the Greg Jones of wide receivers, right? The way he's put together. Big calves, big strong thighs, just really, really yoked up. And when you see guys that are yoked like that, you just keep thinking of soft tissue injuries or something getting pulled or – especially when they do what Laviska does, and that is he's always trying to get the extra yards. So when guys tackle him, they really have to hold on for dear life, and they have to pull and poke, and he's going to twist, and that's where you get afraid that stuff like that is going to happen. So, but I do think that he has a chance to really, really break out and put this team, and I agree with John Shipley, who wrote an article about this, that the Jaguars could be one of those top five receiver groups. I wouldn't necessarily go that far as John did, but I think it was a compelling thought because they could be looked at as a top five receiving duo with the perspective of looking into the future. So I think you have to consider that. But when you add Marvin Jones to the mix, it really, really changes perspectives on everything. Because though he's 31, he's taking care of his body. He's a professional route runner. He's a professional ball catcher. He adds the maturity to the room that may have been missing because everybody's still young and trying to find themselves. That really is the key to me in how well these guys could play this year. Because Marvin Jones, for a lot of his career, has been the number two receiver. I think this year he's two alpha or two bravo. He's like the, you know, he's number two, but not really number three, but number two with a little asterisk. He could be the guy that catches a lot of passes every single week. He actually could lead this team in actual pass receptions. And I really, really do believe that he's going to be one of the keys to this season. So with that being said, I think the Jaguars wide receivers are really, really, really in a good position to help their rookie quarterback. And Marvin Jones, let me mention this too. Because he's familiar with the offense, because he played for the coordinator last year, he played for Darrell Bevell up in Detroit, I think that helps. I think he becomes a teacher on the field. I think it's good to have someone who already understands and knows exactly what it is he's supposed to be doing. So I look for Marvin Jones to make a tremendous impact. So when they add it in the draft, when they go out in the draft and they add a player like Travis Etienne, who's going to give them even more explosive plays and pop in the passing game, you really start to get the feeling and understand that from a skill level perspective, even with at the skill positions, even with the lack of a proven tight end, that the Jaguars have a really, really good unit and some guys who can make a lot of plays and can do some things. Leading us to this, why was it not a no-brainer for them to go after Julio Jones? At this stage, when Urban Meyer says, everybody keeps talking about a rebuild, Urban says, no, we're trying to win today. We're trying to win right now. You and they have all of the cap space that you could ever ask for. There was this thought, like, could they do it? I had a feeling they wouldn't. So I want to ask this question to you, and I want you to ponder this before we get into our second segment. Was it the receivers that they already had, or was it the fact that the Jaguars probably felt like, we don't know if that's a good fit at this stage of Julio's career to bring him here, where he wants to be the focal point? So was it more, we got Chark, we got to see what Chark has, we got to see what Visca has, and we're going to ride with those guys because we feel good about our group and there's no need to bring Julio in, but it's always a need to bring a Hall of Famer in? Or was it the fact that, much like an older cornerback, he just wasn't a good fit for where this team is? Because that, if you answer that question one way or another, it'll tell you they either feel really good about their receivers that they have right now, and or they don't feel like it's a desperation move for them. They don't feel like they're close enough at this point, the way the Titans probably feel, where their window, they need to get it right now. And I think when you look at the reason the Titans added Julio, I think that's what it is. So we'll ponder that and we'll go over that in our second segment here on Locked On Jaguars on a Thursday, as we talk about the receivers. And now we transition, we're going to start talking about Julio. That's right, Julio Jones, who's going to be a member of the rivals in the AFC South. I got to tell you first about betonline.ag, though. Betonline.ag is where you need to go for all of your sports betting needs. Betonline.ag is the best place for me, and I think it's the best place for you to get your bets done. Now, the difference is with them is they give out so much information on their website, and you can use your mobile device or your laptop and go to betonline.ag and find out everything that's happening about all of these games before the action starts, because baseball, is everybody's trying to jockey for position before the All-Star break. The NBA playoffs is going on and teams are trying to make their moves, some new teams. Somebody new is going to win a championship. There's six teams that haven't won a championship. They're still in the playoffs left in the last eight. And the two that have won titles, one of them a long time ago. So it's going to make some fan base very happy. And you can get in on that enthusiasm and make sure you make your bets at betonline.ag. Now, to take advantage of the promo that they have, and that what that is if you sign up today, you'll get a 50% matching or a welcome bonus of your initial deposit. It'll be a 50% of your initial deposit as a welcome bonus. But to do that, you need to have the promo code, which is Locked On. That's right. Locked On is your promo code. BetOnline is your sports betting leaders, and that's where I go to get my money right, and that's where you need to go to. So join BetOnline and use the promo code Locked On for a 50% welcome bonus. I want to tell you guys about something local here. Now, if you want to do something local and you want to have a good time and you want a team build, the summertime's here, kids are out and families are visiting. What you need to do is go to Prototype Escape Games. That's right. Prototype Escape Games is on the corner of Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. And it's something for you folks here in Jacksonville. They have an escape room called Locker Room. This particular locker room is one of the biggest. And you're basically trying to save your sports franchise here in Jacksonville from being taken to Europe, right? So you have to find out where the leak is. There's a leak and a whistleblower is going to tell you where the leak is and all of this information, because somebody's trying to infiltrate the locker room and steal your team and take it overseas. So what you want to do is stop it. You have to break in, you have to get the proof, and you got about 60 minutes to get in and out of before the training staff returns, where you'll be the hero that Duval needs. Go to Prototype Jax, that's Prototype J-A-X, and enter the promo code Tony, and you'll save 10% off of your group. 2, 3, 4 to 6. And man, I'm going to tell you, you'll have the greatest time team building, and it's right here for you in Jacksonville. That's right, right here on the corner of St. John's Bluff and Beach Boulevard. The promo code again is Tony for 10% off at Prototype Escape Games right here in Jacksonville on Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. All right, man, rolling along here on a Thursday here on Locked On Jaguars. We're talking about these receivers, and I wanted to lead up into this. The lead for me was, why not Julio for Jacksonville, and why not us instead of allowing him to go to Tennessee and strengthen that organization? Well, as I mentioned in the first segment, this is because I think they have so much confidence in their young guys. And it's a combination of that and the fact, so it's not either or for me. It's a combination of that and the fact that I do believe that at this stage of where this team is, that the Jaguars, while they are trying to be competitive and they are out here trying to actually win now, I believe they're also realistic. They're absolutely realistic. And that realistic approach is that's not the move right now for this team, especially since they actually got Marvin Jones in free agency. That's just what I believe. I believe that because they had already had their guy, they already had that veteran presence, that at this point it would absolutely be overkill. If you bring in Julio Jones, now you're taking away from Chark, now you're taking away from Visca, and now you're diminishing the role for Marvin Jones, and now you're making him like the fourth receiver on a team. So at this stage, I just don't think it was a feasible thing for them to do. I don't know if it wasn't a feasible thing for them to do if they didn't have Marvin Jones, because Julio Jones is, at least for the next 2 years, and I know he's been a little bit banged up, but for the next couple of years, Julio Jones is still going to be one of the 10 best receivers in the league. So that's a problem now that you have to deal with him in the AFC South. I pretty much said that the Colts were the team to beat. I got to change that now and say that both of those teams are probably targeted for different reasons. The Colts, for the defense is very good, and then their running game is very good. We have to see what Carson Wentz is up to. But now Tennessee becomes one of those teams that automatically, when they walk on the field offensively, they're as talented as anybody at both receiver and running back, And I do think that Ryan Tannehill is in the top dozen of quarterbacks in this league. So that's a problem now. Now they're stronger, and you have to deal with them and contend with them. Does it stump the Jaguars' growth, in my opinion? I don't think it takes them off of the – I don't think it takes them off of the path that they were on to turn it around this year, be extremely competitive, play well, learn each other, and then by the end of the year be a team that no one wants to play. By the end of the year be that team that, man, somebody's going to be like, man, I'm glad they didn't make it in the playoffs, or I'm glad they didn't get a home game in the playoffs, or watch out for them next year, that type of stuff. And then next year for them to really, really, really take another big step, and then by year three be looking down the gun barrel at teams saying, like Luda, move, get out the way, right? I really do think that that's the path that they're on. I think it's going to be a fun ride and an enthusiastic ride. I just don't think Julio – I don't think it's the same either as me not wanting guys like Richard Sherman and Patrick Peterson, guys that are in 30 or early 30s. I didn't want those guys on defense because I didn't think that at this stage those guys could run and be effective. And when the team gets good, really, really good, and starts to challenge – for everything 2 or 3 years from now, that those guys wouldn't be around. Julio's different. Wide receivers can play a lot longer than defensive backs, and Julio's a physical freak. Without the presence of Marvin Jones, I do think it would have been worth going out and getting Julio Jones. But with him, I just think the Jaguars like that room. And if you like your room, there's no reason to run and chase names every time one of them becomes available. We're going to talk about another team in the division, the Texans. And I'm going to tell you what I had my mouth all twisted up, my chest all poked out, and the things that I wanted to say about the Houston Texans. But then I went and did some research and I found out the thing that I was going to bring up wasn't really a kill shot because, quite frankly, other teams did the same thing. So this is why you have to do your research. All right. So I'm going to be transparent here when I do it. And I'm going to give it to you in the third and final segment here on a Thursday on Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you about Built Bar, man. Built Bar is the greatest tasting protein bar ever. That's right. They have concentrated on 9 specific flavors. My personal favorite is the salted caramel. It is so good, man. It's covered in 100% chocolate. And I'm telling you, I feel like I'm cheating on my little diet every time I eat one. But I'm actually not, because when you read the nutrition, you'll find out that they're packed with protein, very little calories, very little sugar, very little carbohydrates, so I can at least have and enjoy one per day. I usually do it right after my workout to kind of replenish what I'm trying to get off. But Built Bars are absolutely great, and you can take advantage of it and be a part of it too. First of all, you can follow them on Twitter at @bar_built, and then you can just go log on from your laptop or from your mobile device at builtbar.com, and then you can order. And when you do, you use the promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off of your next order of Built Bars. That's right. That's what you do. They're addictive, man. I'm telling you. So it's Built Bar at BuiltBar.com. Find your favorite flavor. Mine is the salted caramel. If you don't know what you want to try, try that one first. But make sure you use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off of your next order. Also want to tell you about RockAuto.com. That's right. RockAuto.com, if they are today's sponsor, and if you want to save you some money, and I don't know anybody who doesn't want to do that, go to RockAuto.com for all of your car parts and accessories. Any make, any model, you put that VIN number in there, you use your mobile device or your laptop, and you start putting your information in, and I'm telling you, they got any and everything that you want. I don't care what it is. If it's just something cosmetic to make your car look better, or if it's a drivetrain issue, they got all of that stuff for any make and any model. Go to rockauto.com, and they have a box on there, but they're going to ask, how did you hear about us? I want you to put Locked On in that box so that they know we sent you. Because you're going to save money. You're going to save money with the best car parts and for the best prices. They're going to treat a do-it-yourselfer the same way that they treat a professional. And you don't have to go to a chain store to get it. They'll bring them to your door or to your mailbox. It's rockauto.com. For 2 decades, they've been doing this. and they ain't going to stop now. Make sure you jump on it, rockauto.com. All right, man, so we're back here on a Friday, and stories of the day happen, and these stories of the day happen, and you need somebody to report on them, and I'm going to tell you who you can get. It's Peter Bukowski at the Locked On Today podcast. It's a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can get it on the Odyssey app. And anytime there's breaking news, you won't be behind the eight ball like I was about this next story I'm about to tell you. If there's breaking news, there's always going to be a local expert every single morning on Locked On Today with Peter Bukowski that's going to give it to you the way it's supposed to get done. So make sure you subscribe and follow the Locked On Today podcast with my man Peter Bukowski. Look, there was some news, pardon me too, about my throat. I got something going on here, and I'm using an inhaler for the first time, believe it or not. And my wife was like, something finally got you to the point where you can't talk consistently for 2 minutes without coughing. Something finally shut you up. But the thing is I heard this story, man, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get in touch with Cody Davis at Locked On Texans because these boys keep making a fool out of themselves over in Houston. And I don't know why he sits here and thinks that the Jaguars are the worst team in and I wanted to do it for today's show, but I said, nope, I'm going to save it. Because when we get into it, we're going to really get into it. We're going to put it on YouTube. That's my brother from another mother. But I saw that Coach David Culley and the Houston Texans organization canceled their three-day minicamp, the mandatory minicamp. They canceled. They said, we got everything done we needed to get done. We don't need to work. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, you wait till I get on here on Locked On Jaguars and pick at these jokers. Who doesn't want more work? I've never heard a coach say that. Well, you have an opportunity to work and it's mandatory. You go, nah, we good. We good. Well, then I found out that four other teams did the same thing. And I'm like, dang it, I can't really pick a Houston for doing that because, well, I thought they were trying to just avoid Deshaun Watson distractions because he said he wasn't showing up. And this is where they would have to either fine him or waive the fines. And I didn't think they wanted to make themselves look weaker or stronger, and take a stance and have to answer all of these questions. Truth of the matter is, though, apparently they made a deal with the guys that if they had X amount of attendance for the voluntary workouts, OTAs or whatever, that if they had enough attendance, then they would cancel the one later. And apparently everyone bought in. For the most part, they had a high attendance rate at their OTAs, and they just canceled the three-day minicamp. I don't want the Jags to do that. I think when you're a new team, and this is the only thing I'll take light or take issue with David Culley, and this is how I'm going to attach it to Jacksonville other than us just stomping on Houston and putting our foot on their throat, is, and that's our week one opponent, by the way. The only thing I'll tell you is when you're new, there's never a such thing as too much work. When it's a new staff, they're going from a 3-4 to a 4-3. When it's a new staff, now you got to keep promises because apparently communication was one of the issues that they had. So they would rather guys come to the voluntary OTAs than the actual minicamp. So I wonder if they had like 100% attendance, because if they didn't, then that means the guys that didn't come, they didn't get work in the voluntary or the mandatory. But when you're Houston and when you have the turmoil that you've had in the offseason, I would like to think that for a team like that, and even for a team like Jacksonville that has a new staff, I would like to think that the more work, the merrier, even if it's just camaraderie. We ain't talking about an 8-week boot camp here. We're talking about 3 days. 3 days. I don't care if it's team building. I don't care if you go, if they just get together and have a barbecue or watch movies or whatever, do whatever. I just can't imagine. I never thought I'd hear the day or see the day where a coach says, nah, we don't need to do it. We don't need to do it. I can tell you what's going to backfire, though. This will backfire if Houston looks unprepared. Some person, some very intuitive guy is going to point out the fact that they just thought that they had everything that they needed, so they didn't even take advantage of the three-day minicamp. People are going to bring it up, especially if they struggle, which I expect. But if you're a Jaguar fan, you don't care. You just want them to struggle. But I will say this. I hope Urban Meyer doesn't do that. I hope if they take the lead or if they take this, the baton from these other five teams, like the 49ers did it, I believe, and a couple of other teams. But I don't think that this is the way to go when you have a new staff. I tell you what the way to go is, though. The way to go is to tune in to Locked On Jaguars every single day. Well, you know what? Now we're in a little bit of an off season. We've gone to our 3 day a week shows. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the 3 day a week shows because I want to make sure I'm not redundant and I put most of the information in. So you'll hear it, Locked On Jaguars, three times a week. We have 5 days to do three shows, so I'll make sure that I tweet those out and I let you know. But just keep checking in wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the Odyssey app and other platforms, wherever you know you're going to get your Locked On Jaguars podcast. But I want you to take care of each other, man. Please do that. Take care of each other, and we'll have more content. I will do another show tomorrow on Friday. So we'll have another show for you tomorrow here on Locked On Jaguars. Until then, it's Tony Wiggins on Locked On Jaguars.